Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
The ability to be patient will serve you well in life, as opposed to being impatient. Not everything goes according to plan, and even when it does, there can still be issues that you have to face and deal with, and that process often takes time. And it's in moments like this that patience is a necessary characteristic that you need to build on. Patience is all about having the capability and the ability to accept and tolerate issues and problems. It's also about calming yourself down when you're frustrated, irritated, or angry, to stop yourself from doing something which you will regret in the future. The downside of patience, however, is that people's levels of patience vary. Now, thankfully, just like an athlete would get better at sports through practice, you can become more patient over time. The thing to remember is if you want to be patient, it all comes down to you. So why are you not patient? The level of patience that you have is affected by many things from different sectors of life. It can be down to your personality, or it can be because you're stressed, because of time constraints or priorities. But what research and various studies have shown is that people who are generally agreeable, open to change and opportunities, tend to possess a higher level of patience compared to those who don't think and act like this, those who are less flexible in their approach. Sarah Stinker is an associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at Baylor University, suggesting that these factors are only part of the understanding about patience. While saying that both personality and life events do play a role, she adds that the habits we develop, ability to regulate emotions and our expectations in a given situation, all affect our capacity to respond with patience. Now, what this means is that patience is a very complicated thing to grasp and understand, because it varies from person to person based on a variety of both internal and external factors. Stinker devised three main categories in which people show patience, or indeed a lack of, and these include life hardships. These are serious life events that may take a long amount of time to overcome, like chronic illness. Interpersonal reactions, the relationships you have with people. Now, this could be a relationship with family members, a friend or a partner, and focuses on the strain that that relationship can be put under. Daily hassles, daily insignificant problems that are usually out of your control. What's important to remember is that while some people may be able to show patience for one thing, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll show patience for all three: life hardships, interpersonal reactions, and the daily hassles of life. Again, this is just another example of people having different levels of patience. Some people may be able to deal with interpersonal interactions because they're better suited to naturally show patience towards the people they care about, as opposed to daily hassles which don't really affect their everyday lives. How to become more patient? Most traits that people have can be learned and integrated into your personality through time. Like I've said, it's just a matter of how much you want these traits. Given just how complicated and unpredictable life can be, it's very useful to be able to be patient. And although you cannot change the course of certain events, what you can change is your response. So here's how. Identify your emotions. Firstly, and most importantly, having the ability to identify your emotions in the moment can go a long way to help you become more patient. We're all bound to get frustrated by things that we have to do or become annoyed at things we can't change. But the way in which we react is usually what causes us the most frustration or the most anger. Negative emotions like these can easily overtake any rational thought, because it's easier to be annoyed and pick things apart as opposed to trying to find the positives. Negatives stand out, and that's what we focus on. But if you're able to identify and realize what's triggering you before it takes over, you can better combat it through rational thought, essentially patience. Other perspectives. Most people who lack patience are people who only see events through their own eyes. They're either not interested or they simply ignore other people's perspectives on the events that happened. And because they believe themselves to be the main character in their life, which in a way of course they are, then they experience these negative emotions because things weren't done in the way they wanted. And you've got to remember that when something doesn't go your way, you're often not the only person who deals with the consequences. So being able to view events through the viewpoints of others is a great way to assess your own situation and help you to become more patient through the collective as opposed to the individual. Stick it through. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. A quote which perfectly sums up the importance of not only patience, but patience aligned with resilience. Not everything in life will go smoothly, and there are bound to be some bumpy patches along the road. But sticking through them and realizing what you're in there for is another great way to build patience. If you think about athletes, even the greatest of all time still have really tough moments. The reason they're the best in the world, though, is because they have the patience and ability to ride them out. They stay focused on their goals and know that quitting puts them further away from those very goals. It's unpleasant to go through difficult moments, of course it is, but if you quit every time, you'll be annoyed that it never works out. But if you stick through it, you can get to those goals, and you'll have learned along the way that seeing things through and staying to the conclusion helps to build patience. Building up your patience allows you to become more in control, to seem more adult and mature when things don't go the way you want them to, because the other outcome is to become impatient. Now, while many people think that patience and impatience are the two sides of the same coin, there are actually quite a few variations of impatience. Now, given that patience is the act of being in control and calm in the face of adversity, being impatient can occur through being aggressive and annoyed by the fact things haven't gone your way, or become stubborn and completely uncooperative. Again, because things are not the way you want them to be. Again, this is just another example of the importance of patience. You need patience in life. Things will go awry. They will be out of your control and you won't be able to change them. But like I've said, what you can change is your response to those. And if you do that correctly in your life, your relationships and the end result of whatever it is you're after can be improved just through learning to be more patient. My dad used to say, count to 10 and say rabbits. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.